September 30. Bring your troubles to God. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James 1:2-4. The word does not say that we are to count it all joy when we fall under temptations, but when we fall into temptation, it is not necessary to fall under temptation. For temptation cometh upon us for the trying of our faith. And the trying of our faith worketh patience, not fretfulness and murmuring. If we put our trust in Jesus, he will keep us at all times and will be our strength and shield. We are to learn valuable lessons from our trials. Paul says, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Romans 5:3-5. Many seem to think that it is impossible not to fall under temptation, that they have no power to overcome, and they sin against God with their lips, talking discouragement and doubt instead of faith and courage. Christ was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. He said, the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, John 14:30. What does this mean? It means that the prince of evil could find no vantage ground in Christ for his temptation. And so it may be with us. When we talk discouragement and gloom, Satan listens with fiendish joy, for it pleases him to know that he has brought us into his bondage. Satan cannot read our thoughts, but he can see our actions, hear our words, and from his long knowledge of the human family, he can shape his temptations to take advantage of our weak points of character. And how often do we let him into the secret of how he may obtain the victory over us? We must learn to come to God in any and every emergency, as a child would come to its parents. Don't go to others with your trials and temptations. God alone can help you. If you fulfill the conditions of God's promises, the promises will be fulfilled to you. You will have an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast.